Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
There are multiple campaigns out there to encourage children to brush their teeth, but sometimes it is not that easy. If you're a parent trying to teach your children to brush their teeth, you know, you look at all the gluey, flavored, colored toothpastes and you say, I just want you to brush. But we're going to learn today how to teach your kids to brush, how to start it off and make a lifetime of good, healthy dental habits. My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a pediatrician, a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So, brushing your teeth. We start even when they don't have any teeth, right? The little tiny guys.
That is absolutely right. We start caring for their gums, and then when their teeth pop through, we start wiping them clean. And in the beginning, you can use either a damp cloth or a gauze, but you want to get in the habit of doing it twice a day, because that's what you expect your children to do as they get older. Once they have a couple more teeth, and sometimes just little kids like it, you can start using one of those soft infant toothbrushes. I've also found the ones that are on your finger when they don't have a lot of teeth are easier to manage sometimes because you make sure that you're not really shoving it too far back. But once they have a lot of teeth and they're biting down on your finger, and that's no fun at all. You can start with water or a non-fluoride toothpaste. So you don't want to use fluoride with a baby because they're just going to swallow it, and that fluoride is very concentrated, so we don't want them to be swallowing fluorinated toothpaste. Once they get a little bit older, so about two years of age, then we start putting a smear of toothpaste on the toothbrush, and that can be fluorinated because around 2 to 3 years of age, they start to learn to spit instead of swallow. So there's a lot of baby toothpaste out there that are not fluorinated. You can use that until you feel that your child will be able to spit out the toothpaste. And then after they're getting better, then you go from a smear to pea size. Mm-hmm.
What about the toothpaste that they're so like, you know, bubble berry and all of these kind of things? And my kids laughed at that stuff. They liked, you know, Crest and the minty ones right off the bat. But is there anything to not using those sweetened toothpastes?
Well, my issue with the sweetened toothpaste is unless you keep your toothpaste locked away, if it looks like it's sweet and it tastes sweet and sugary, it's very hard to get the kids not to want to swallow it and not to actually go in the bathroom and try to suck on the tube when you're not around. And like I said, it's very, very highly concentrated with fluoride, so you don't want your children eating the toothpaste. So I've been like you. I've found that if I put something that if they were to eat the whole thing, they would pretty much feel sick. They really want to spit it out because you don't want them to want to swallow it, so you don't want them to be confused. And I just think it's better to stick with a regular type of toothpaste.
Okay, so what about those not-so-happy brushers? So how do we get our kids to like it? I saw a friend of mine once brushing her kid's teeth, and he was like 7, and I was like, what are you doing? She's like, he's just still not getting it. And I couldn't believe she was still brushing his teeth, but then when my kid was 7, I got it because I'm like, they're just not getting the back teeth. They're just not getting that yellow off the, you know, front part. But what about the kids that just do it for like a second, and how do you get them to do it and want to do it and like to do it?
Right. So the AAP does recommend that actually up until at least 7 years old, and it does depend on your child, that you are either doing the brushing in the beginning or the brushing at the end. So you're either doing it first and letting them finish up, or you're letting them do it, and then you're finishing up to make sure that they get those back teeth. But there are a lot of things that you can do to help your child learn to brush their teeth. So there are those toothbrushes, and my children love these, the little firefly toothbrushes that light up. And they blink, basically, until you're done brushing your teeth. So it's a little timer on the toothbrush. So that's an easy way for kids to know when it's time for them to stop. So that those kids who only want to do it for a minute, that they, or not even a minute, a couple of seconds, that they're that they need to go a little bit longer. If you don't have something like that, you can set an egg timer. And sometimes the kids really like setting the timer, and then they kind of think it's fun when it goes off. So, you know, if you have a regular toothbrush, you can still set a timer. But I think what we need to do is teach our children to do it in a pattern, in a routine. So when you brush their teeth from the very beginning, when you start brushing their teeth and they have a full set, then you say, we have to make sure we get every tooth, we do little circular motions, and then you do it in the same order every time, whatever your order is. First we clean the fronts, then we clean the backs, we clean the tops, we clean the bottoms, however it is that you do it, whether you do it, you know, and different people have different ways of brushing their teeth, but make sure you're consistent and make sure you're verbalizing what you're doing, because when it's your child's turn then to take it over, they can then start doing it in that same pattern. And so with the little kids, sometimes you do it first and you let them finish. With the bigger kids, you watch them do it, and then you finish. And then sometimes when they get even a little bit older, you let them do it themselves, then you come in, and you still finish. Because it is hard to get those back teeth, and it's sometimes the kids don't get the backs even of the front teeth. But that also is where your dentist comes in. It's very important to bring kids to the dentist.
Well, then what about when they're a little bit too old for you to brush their teeth and you're bringing them to the dentist and all, but then on all the rest of the time, you're like, would you please brush your teeth a little longer? You stand there and look at your watch and tap your toe and say, come on, a little longer. I mean, if your child is 10, 12, 13, and they really need to brush their teeth properly and keep brushing, how do you get them to do it? Incentives?
So those 10 or 12-year-olds are Those 10 or 12-year-olds are too old for the sticker charts, but for them, they may respond to other incentives, and I am totally okay with bribing your children. So if they brush their teeth for the full 2 minutes, then they can have a 15-minute later bedtime, or maybe they can use their iPad for 15 minutes. Whatever it is that you think they might actually want to do, and that isn't sort of all that bad, if you give them an extra 15 minutes, if they brush their teeth correctly, I think that usually ends up working better. You just have to incentivize them, because once they get to be 10, 11, you telling them to do it isn't going to work. So it has to be they have to do it because they want to, and if they don't want to just because they want to have clean teeth, then you have to find something that they do want, and that's just the way that ends up working. But also when you go to the dentist, sometimes they can sort of encourage them in a way that a parent can't. They can say, you know, they look a little yellow in the front, or, you know, that's not going to look so great later in life. You know, like sometimes the kids start thinking because the dentist says it, and it has a lot more weight than when a parent says it.
It certainly does. I know that I've said to my son before, you know, look at those teeth. If they're yellow, the girls aren't going to dig that, you know. And then, mm-hmm. He runs back in and brushes his teeth. What about flossing, Dr. Cross? When do we teach our kids and hopefully have them floss their teeth?
So children should start flossing at a young age, too, and they have the little pick type of floss that the children are able to manipulate better than the long strings. And really, children need to floss any teeth that touch. So for younger children, sometimes, you know, they only have one or two teeth, they're nowhere near each other, you don't need to floss those teeth. The kids might like to play with the floss, but they don't actually need to floss them. Flossing is for when two teeth are close together to get in between the teeth. So once your child starts having teeth like that, whether that's at 2 or 4, then you need to start introducing floss. They should floss once a day. And this is something a lot of times that most kids, strangely enough, can do themselves. They really enjoy doing it. So once you show them how to use the pick floss, they're usually off and running, and they love to do it. So I find if it's something that you do yourself and they see you do it, then they're pretty much able to do it on their own.
In the last minute, please, Dr. Cross, wrap up for us the importance of brushing, good brushing habits, brushing your teeth, and teaching your children, even those ones who don't love to brush, how to do it and how to stick with it.
So basically, you have to start young, enforce that this is something that we do twice a day, that taking care of our teeth are important, even our baby teeth, because our baby teeth are important for our permanent teeth. And we have to give them incentives or praise them so that they want to do it. We have to teach them a pattern so that they can follow that pattern, because you do have to learn how to brush your teeth. And then we have to make sure that we take them to the dentist. You know, starting at somewhere between 6 months and a year of age, they should be going at least every year to the dentist to check that those teeth don't have cavities and that those teeth are healthy.
Great advice. Get those little brushers brushing. It will give them a lifetime of good, healthy teeth. Get them to the dentist and teach them how to do it. And you don't need all the fruity flavored toothpastes, you know, just teach them the proper way to do it. And it will become a lifetime of good, healthy habits. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.